give me that phone. Devon Gibbons on 97.5, The Fanatic.
The Fanatic. What's going on, y'all? Welcome to a In the Post show here on this Wednesday night, broadcasting from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast. Devon Givens with you until midnight tonight, following Sixers basketball here on the station, Sixers Radio Network, as they fall to the Toronto Raptors 125-121, where we saw some regulars out there in the starting group, and we got a lot of reserves towards the end of the game in this one. Again, losing 125-121, now 3-4 inside the bubble and the seeding games. With that said, the Indiana Pacers getting a W earlier today, and with the Pacers knocking off the Houston Rockets 108-104, that has clinched the Eastern Conference standings 1-8, where the 76ers are now the sixth seed in the Eastern Conference. The Indiana Pacers are the fifth seed. They will face the Miami Heat, while the 76ers, just like it was when you entered the bubble, when things started for the Sixers on August 1st for these seeding games, they will face the Boston Celtics next week when the playoffs get underway. The first games of the playoffs will be starting on Monday, August 17th. We do not yet know the schedule, though, however, of these games for the East or the West. So that will, again, be something that we'll get going forward. We await the times, the games, 1-7, when they'll be in the bubble, how things will play out. But the Sixers will face the Boston Celtics in the Eastern Conference first round playoffs. That is the matchup as of right now. We can certainly talk about how you feel about that. We can get into the game tonight, which we will. This is technically In the Post. But while we do go In the Post, and while we will go In the Post until midnight following Sixers basketball, currently going on two other sports, the Philadelphia Phillies losing 5-3 to the Orioles right now at Citizens Bank Park. 5-4 now, a quick update. 5-4 now, Phillies trailing the Baltimore Orioles in South Philadelphia at Citizens Bank Park. But the bigger story, the Flyers. Back at it, on the ice, round one, game number one, against the Montreal Canadiens. They are up 2-1, a 2-1 advantage at the start of the third period. The two goals that they've gotten thus far, Ivan Provorov in the first with a power play goal to make it 1-0. That ended the first period. Going into the second, the Caps did tie things up. Pardon me, the Habs did tie things up against the Flyers 1-1, but Farabee with a goal shortly after made it a 2-1 game for the Flyers, and that is where we stand right now with just starting the third period for the Flyers. So we're assuming the game will end probably midway through the 11 o'clock hour, and we can hopefully go in the crease with you and give you some time to talk about the Flyers following the game with a final result. But if you want to discuss what you've seen thus far through two periods and currently as the periods are going on, you are more than you have the opportunity to call in and tell us how you feel about the Flyers and what they have done so far in these first 40 minutes of play against the Montreal Canadiens. So Flyers lose, Sixers lose, Flyers winning right now, Phillies losing right now. We'll have results hopefully at the end of the show for these other two, the Flyers and the Phillies. Have at it, 610-632-0975. We will certainly discuss the 76ers and what happened tonight. It looked like they were going to win this game for a while. I don't know how you guys felt, but for a little bit, it really did have that type of feel where, oh, the Sixers are going to find a way to beat the Toronto Raptors, who were playing Lowry, Van Vliet, Gasol, Siakam. They were only down Ibaka and OG Anunoby in this game tonight. And for them, I was sitting there watching this game here in the studio before the Flyers got underway, and I'm sitting there like, hang on, are they trying to really win this game even though things are already locked up? They're in the sixth seed. Are they going to beat this team? Will it mean anything? Not really, but just to give them a little bit of some juice right, going into the start of the playoffs when things get underway next week, that they feel like maybe if they win that, win the game tomorrow, pardon me, Friday against the Houston Rockets, that, hey, you know, maybe going there and steal game one against the Boston Celtics, even though you're going to be the underdog once that series gets underway. So at the end, it looked like it was then going into overtime with the reserves playing big minutes. Mario Šai getting 937. Norvell Pelle, he's your big man to end the game. Korkmaz putting up some numbers, the second leading scorer on the night for the Sixers off the bench, 21 points. Haou Neto continuing his solid play with 17 points, 5 assists. Thybulle looking pretty good with 10 points, 3 boards, 1 assist, 2 steals. Mike Scott still, you know, putting up some, you know, numbers. 10 points, 12 points for Mike Scott. 4-5, shooting very well these last two games, back-to-back with Phoenix Suns and the Toronto Raptors. 2 of 3 from deep for Mike Scott in 21 minutes. So, at the end of the day, it was a loss. The record is now 3-4, but that doesn't matter anymore. Embiid was back. That was important, number one, with Joel Embiid, who had the injured ankle, back at it on the floor, played 13 minutes and 35 seconds, 5 points, 8-9 boards, 5 turnovers, and is 1 of 4 from the floor. This just simply looks like you wipe your brow and say, thank you for not having to play the Toronto Raptors in round one. I know he just came back. He was probably just coasting it out there, nursing that left ankle a little bit. But man, him playing against Marcus Gasol, it really never results. It never really goes into anything good with the results at the end of the day for Marcus Gasol, for Joel Embiid against Marcus Gasol. So it was good to see him back out there. That's it. That's what I'm going with. He will not play, Brett Brown said, if you heard him here post-game on the Fanatic, that he will not play in the game on Friday against the Houston Rockets. What's most important for Brett Brown is to have him ready for game one against the Boston Celtics. I totally agree with that. No need to put him out there. Have him practice, and that's it. Get ready for the start of the playoffs against Boston next week, and that's it. Do not have him out there on the floor. I expect to see maybe a little bit. I did not hear if he said Josh Richardson, Shake Milton, Tobias Harris, Al Horford, if they would play on Friday against the Houston Rockets in a meaningless game. But I'm guessing, since they did miss the game yesterday against the Phoenix Suns, another loss for the team, that we'll see a little bit of maybe Milton, Harris, Horford, Richardson, and it will be a short run for them on Friday night. Right here on 97.5, the Fanatic. The Sixers were led by Tobias Harris, 22 points in 24 minutes and 46 seconds, 8 for 13 from the floor, 1 of 4 from deep. Got to the free throw line 8 times, made 5 of them, missed 3, not mad at him because of that. 6 boards, 5 assists, 2 block shots. He was aggressive tonight. The 22 that he put up tonight against the Toronto Raptors, albeit in a meaningless game, his first game back since his ankle tweak in the game earlier in the week on Sunday that caused him to miss the game yesterday against the Phoenix Suns, back out there tonight against the Toronto Raptors. I thought Tobias Harris, oftentimes you might hear me say he had 25 or 30 and it still didn't seem to have an impact. That 22 that he put up, he had impactful 22. I know it's only 22. He has 17 in the first half, 5 points in the second half. So that would be in the third quarter because he did not play in the fourth. Tobias Harris had a good game tonight, albeit a meaningless one. He was aggressive, and they were defending him. He had Pascal Siakam on him. He had Norman Powell on him. When he had a smaller defender like Fred VanVleet or Terrence Davis trying to defend him, he was aggressive against them too. And for him to get to the free throw line 8 times tonight for the 76ers, I liked it because I saw the aggression that I want from Tobias Harris. When I say aggressive Ben Simmons is the best Ben Simmons, this is true. You guys know that. Aggressive Ben Simmons is the best Ben Simmons. Many people agree with that. Aggressive Tobias Harris is also the best Tobias Harris as well. He grabs boards for you. He'll dig in defensively a little bit more. He will maybe not be Andre Iguodala on the wing and shut people down, but the effort is there. I liked what I saw from Harris early on. He was 3 of 3 early for 7 points. Sixers were up 16-8. He was looking for his. He had an aggressive drive baseline with to make it 28-13. Got the and one on the pass from, I believe it was Embiid or Horford, hit him as he cut baseline, knowing that they needed a little bit of help as the double team came. He made himself available, cut to the basket baseline, caught it, received it, went up, got the foul, bucket, and one. I was looking at that and I'm saying, this is exactly what I'm talking about with Tobias Harris. Exactly what I'm talking about. And I don't think I'm asking too much when I want to see that a lot more from him. Take the reins. If he is going to be that emotional leader, the one that everyone is always talking about, speaking up with the things that he does off the floor, even on the floor, in the locker room, in the streets, when he's marching, protesting, right? Peacefully. Be that same aggressive person on the floor. Forget about the money. Your role on the team calls for that. And he did that in his 24 minutes and 46 seconds tonight with the 22 points by Tobias Harris. This is the Tobias Harris that I like. This is the Tobias Harris that I saw with the Los Angeles Clippers, where he was going for his, where he averaged right around 20 points, shot 43% from behind the three-point line when they made that trade for the Clippers. This is the guy that I'm talking about. This is it. This is the one I want to see for the entire playoff run that they're out there. It's going to be a tough matchup against the Boston Celtics. He is going to have to go against two good defenders because Jason Tatum has defended very well this year. Tatum and Brown on the wing. Marcus Smart at times will be matched up against him. He's not afraid of anyone. He will do the exact same thing. He was going to body him up, try to anticipate things, and try to shut Tobias Harris down because he's their best wing scorer with Ben Simmons out. I want to see this Tobias Harris against the Boston Celtics in the series. That's what I want to see. And if Embiid, who is Joel Embiid, can be the Embiid that we know and love when he is at the top of his game, this is a nightmare matchup for the Boston Celtics because there is no injury outside of the tweak of the ankle for them to look at Embiid and say he's not going to be have it all. He's not going to be fully engaged. He's going up against Danny Tice, who's a good defender, and Enes Kanter, who is a minus defender. Kanter will give you problems offensively. He will rebound the ball as well, but defensively, Embiid should have his way with both of them, get them in foul trouble. You're going to need Tobias Harris to also step his game up, be this aggressive Harris going forward in the playoffs to help them win that series where they're going to go in as underdogs, as the 6 seed against the 3 seed Boston Celtics. Embiid at the top of his game, he will win you a game, maybe even win you a game and a half, possibly 2. Tobias Harris has to be this player for the 76ers to advance in the Eastern Conference first round and get to the second, the semis, against the next opponent. Tobias Harris was good tonight with his 22 to lead the 76ers in scoring. Al Horford, 3 of 6 from the floor, 2 of 5 from behind the three-point line. He gave you 9 points, 4 boards, 5 assists, 1 block shot, 1 turnover in 18 minutes and 25 seconds. He was good. I don't have any problems with what he did. It's a tough matchup against Pascal Siakam when he's not supposed to be the normal defender against him. He's that secondary defender throwing the different bodies at Siakam, Simmons, Embiid, then Al Horford. It was a tough matchup for him. He does okay against him. I'm not worried about what he did tonight. He's been playing well since being inserted into the starting lineup. We already talked about Embiid. Josh Richardson with 10 points, 5 boards in his 24 minutes and 11 seconds, 1 of 3 from deep, 3 of 3 from the free throw line, 3 of 8 from the field overall. We'll see what we get in the playoffs. His role also is very important to the Sixers, two-way player that he is for the squad. And Shake Milton in another starting role for the team. 22 minutes, 11 seconds, 2 of 9 from the field, 2 of 6 from deep. His 2 free throws he made, 4 boards, 5 assists. one turnover. He's protecting the basketball, 8 points. This is the Shake Milton that I said for people. He's going to give you anywhere from 9 to 12 points on average in a series, in my opinion, going forward. Oftentimes, I think he would be more in the single digits. But this is what you're going to get. You have to hope now that Richardson, Harris, Burks, who sat tonight, rest. Neto playing well. Maybe he's in the conversation, even though I still think that should go Burks. Situationally, okay, go with Neto. But Shake Milton, just protect the basketball. Hit your open shots. Defend as best as you possibly can out there on the floor against Kemba Walker. That's what you have to do. That's what you're going to have to do. So we'll get to the bench when we return. 610-632-0975. Four players scored in double figures off the bench. We'll let you know how what they did, how they impacted things. We'll update you on, of course, what the Raptors did on the other side. The Phillies and their game coming to an end shortly. The Flyers in the third period. We'll let you know where they are. And once again, if you want to talk about the Flyers while they're in action, we can go inside the Flyers during the game right here on 97.5 The Fanatic until the game goes final, hopefully by the time we get off the air at midnight. 610-632-0975. Dylan McKinnon is producing the show tonight. I'm Devon Givens with you until midnight, talking Sixers in the post, Flyers, Phillies in action right now. We'll get to them as well as we go along here on The Fanatic.
Give me that phone. Devon Givens on 97.5 The Fanatic. The Fanatic.
Ten thirty-one. 97.5 The Fanatic. 610-632-0975. As we go in the post following Sixers basketball, a little bit different. All of this has been different, right? Because of the pandemic and where they are currently playing inside of a bubble as we get ready for the postseason. They are locked into the sixth seed in the Eastern Conference right now. They will face the Boston Celtics in round one in the Eastern Conference playoffs. That will begin next week. We will dive into all of that, of course, when it's time. We'll get into it a little bit tonight just because. But we also have some important things going on right now inside another bubble with the National Hockey League playoffs already underway. The Flyers currently playing the Montreal Canadiens right now, up 2-1 in the third period. Man, time has been rolling, going by fast, only under 5 minutes now. Is that right, Dylan? Under 5 minutes to go in the game? Okay, so the Flyers are, listen, Montreal has been playing some very strong defense. They've been very physical. They've been crowding Carter Hart a lot. He's had some very good saves. The defense has helped him out quite a bit. This is going to be a tough one coming down the stretch, but a good win nonetheless if they're able to pull this one off. If you guys want to check in once again, feel free, 610-632-0975, as they are buzzing around the net as we speak for the Montreal Canadiens and the Flyers once again, as I try to see things here, are a little on pause right now as I try to peek through this tower we have here with the cameras up here. Flyers certainly 2-1 right now in the third, 4 and some change to play. The Phillies currently still 5-4 in the ninth, losing to the Baltimore Orioles. So we'll see what happens for the Phillies tonight, as Eflin got the start tonight for the Phillies. And we are trying to see exactly where they end up. This team is just so frustrating. He did pitch 6, gave up the 4 earned runs. Did Eflin. Morgan came in, Parker, Rosso after that. And they're trying to find a way with 2 outs, bottom of the ninth, to find a way to walk away with this victory over the Baltimore Orioles. This will be back-to-back losses to the Orioles last night. Just a game that just ticks you off with lack of communication, a simple pop fly in the infield where it was on the right side of the field, of course, and Hoskins is coming in. They're supposed to communicate, get this done, find a way to make that out, and runs are scored on that one. And then tonight, while we haven't been able to pay as much attention to the Phillies game with our eyes, only by watching it, but only paying attention online because of the Sixers and the Flyers, right now, I'm sure there are some things that we would be upset about with this game, with them losing right now currently. Now it's over. 5-4. The Phillies have lost to the Baltimore Orioles. Is that right, Dylan? 5-4. Phillies have fallen to the Baltimore Orioles, now losing another game in this series to the Orioles. They're second in a row. They had taken 2 of 4 from the Braves from the weekend. And in this particular game here, the Baltimore Orioles and the Phillies, the Baltimore Orioles now have knocked off the Phillies one more time. They have taken this game with one more to play. That will be tomorrow at 4 p.m. So tomorrow you only have just the Phillies tomorrow. No Sixers, no Flyers, just the Phillies. So by the time we get on the air, the Phillies will be wrapping up after Cousins Corner. We'll have some conversation about that. We'll speak certainly about the Flyers tonight with what they walk away with here this evening with under 3 minutes to play now in the third period, and with the 76ers knowing that they have one more seeding game remaining with the Houston Rockets on Friday, but the matchup with the Boston Celtics already locked in. We'll have some conversation there. Plus, the games tomorrow in the Western Conference for the fight for the 8th seed and that 8-9 play-in matchup game, that is going to be certainly a conversation piece for us tomorrow. And you know who I'm rooting for on one side already, those Phoenix Suns, to at least have an opportunity to play in that play-in game. They face the Dallas Mavericks tomorrow have an opportunity to play the Portland Trailblazers probably in that play-in game after Dame is going nuts. They're going to beat the Brooklyn Nets tomorrow, I'm assuming, and that will lock in them in at least the opportunity to have the play-in game, and maybe we'll get to see the Suns and the Blazers in the play-in game. So we'll have all of that stuff to talk about tomorrow. Under 2 minutes right now in the third. The guys are still just buzzing all around. Flyers with the puck right now, and they're just trying to find a way to walk away with this win with now 90 seconds to play in this game. This was a fast game. This game started at 8 o'clock, and oftentimes, you know, these can go as long as 2:45, three hours long, and that's what it is for the hockey games. And in this particular case, not the case here tonight. This one has been moving. This one has been moving pretty well. The Canadiens have already pulled their goalie, right, Dylan? They've already pulled the goalie with now a minute to play, an empty net, and they're still trying to find a way, the Flyers, to get that one through there as we go a little play-by-play action here with 50 seconds to play in the third. Still up 2-1. Now 50. The clock is stopped on 50.8 seconds in the third period. Dylan, give us an update here, please, as you have this one on and you have a better field of vision for me, please.
Yeah, it's empty net, but the Flyers had it in that zone. They just couldn't. They've been doing a good job of, okay. I mean, you're not as worried about getting a shot off right now. You're just worried about keeping it out of your zone and trying to protect your goalie so that it's not. They obviously don't score. They don't need another goal. It would obviously be nice, but under 50 seconds, they're basically keeping it in the Montreal zone of an empty net the last few moments.
Okay, well, let's see what happens with 50 seconds to play.
The goalie's going to have to come back in here, I assume, because it's going to be a face-off.
Yes.
But then he'll get right back
he'll
out.
He'll run right off the ice.
If assuming they win the face-off.
Yes, absolutely.
But,
okay, all right, well, this is what playoff hockey is.
50.8 seconds.
This is what playoff hockey is, and we'll take those phone calls following the game to get those thoughts on the Flyers, hopefully, as the Sixers and Phillies have already taken L's this evening. Can the Flyers hold on, take this W in game one over the Canadiens, the best of 7 series in the Eastern Conference playoffs, them as the 1 seed? People didn't expect it. They are there, and now they're just simply trying to hold on to that 1 seed for the Flyers. What happened there? They did win the face-off?
I think Flyers won it, but then they dumped it.
All right, it's cool. By the way, Mike Muscala hit a game winner tonight for the Thunder, locking the Thunder into a 4-5 matchup with the Rockets. That, for Sixer fans, guarantees that the Sixers get Oklahoma City's 2020 first round pick. It was top 20 protected. Now with this one, the Sixers do in fact get the Oklahoma City's 2020 first round pick. So that's a good thing. And it is still 2-1.
face. Yeah, holding your breath.
Like, I see it.
Went off the post.
I saw that. We're in the post. Dylan, come on. Of course it was supposed to go off the post, but they're making it too interesting as they're in their own zone, the Canadiens, and the defense has to step up here with now 12 seconds to play. Flyers just, you know, trying to get it. Look at Carter Hart, man. You better, he's trying to clear things. You better get back in there.
Yeah, we're good.
We're all good? Flyers pick up the W in a tough, hard-fought matchup. Good win for Carter Hart to get his first playoff win coming off of the 3 in the round robin. So when all the talk was, hey, there's some buzz going on around Toronto and maybe that everyone is not playing at the top of their game right now. They're kind of laying low a little bit, not trying to get hurt, all of that. Maybe that's why the Flyers were able to win those 3 games. Well, guess what? They won those 3, they're the top seed in the East, and they win game 1 of their series here against the Canadiens, and the stars of the game, 3 stars, Carter Hart, Farabee, and Carey Price for the Canadiens. Flyers win 2-1 against the Canadiens and take game 1 in the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs in the Eastern Conference. So we'll take your phone calls on what happened tonight, 610-632-0975. As it has been over these last couple of days, the team that we trust now, the Philadelphia Flyers, they are the ones who, in this case in Philadelphia, they are the ones that you trust right now, right? Right? That's it. Tampa Bay won, the New York Islanders won, and the Boston Bruins have also won in their game ones of their Eastern Conference playoffs. So right now, that's what it looks like. The Flyers sneak away with the 2-1 victory over the Canadiens, thanks to goals from Provorov and Farabee, who was the second star behind Carter Hart. Price, the third star for the Canadiens, giving up the 2 goals to the Philadelphia Flyers. But they walk away with the W, and that's certainly, once again, the guys that we trust right now. It's a good thing for the Philadelphia Flyers. So we'll take your phone calls. We'll now go in the crease. We thought this was going to go until like 11:30. We thought this was going to go long, but they were just moving, right? They were just flat out moving overall, and they found a way to get this one done tonight. So we'll take your phone calls. Flyers win their first game. They lead the series 1-0 over the Canadiens. 2-1 the final. They are now 1-0 in the series as we look at the box score here. Just a great night from Carter Hart. 27 saves, the 1 goal against that he gave up in the second period to Shea Weber. And on the power play, Joel Farabee, though, just in about almost 16 seconds later, he gets the goal to put them up 2-1, the Flyers. And there they carried it on, no goals in the third period. They walk away with this victory. So we'll take your phone call, 610-632-0975. Dylan, just to give an idea, since I, again, am restricted of what I'm seeing because of this camera angle and all of that here in the studio, what were you able to see? I'm going to lean on you here. What were you able to see from the Flyers that helped them along the way to pick up this W here in the third period? I saw the second and the first, but in this particular period, up 2-1, what really stayed in their favor to help this get the win?
Well, I mean, the obvious one is Carter Hart.
Sure.
I mean, the kid is just phenomenal. But also, I mean, the Canadiens were being really physical with them, and they just held up to it. I mean, a young team might have trouble with that often, but I mean, they just bounced back, and you saw the biggest moment of the game. Shea Weber scores the goal, and then right away, just respond instantly. I mean, that's what championship teams do. I mean, someone had mentioned it. It reminded them of the 2017 Eagles, where in that playoff run, whenever another team scored on the Eagles, Eagles responded right away. When Vikings went down the field and scored, Eagles responded, never looked back.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, they have that feel of a championship team. I mean, it's only one game into the playoffs, but we've seen them over the 4-round-robin game, or over the 3-round-robin games.
Yes.
And then in this game, they just have that feel where you just feel confident every time they're on the ice. They go down 1-1, you're not that nervous. you think, oh, they're going to respond. And of course, Joe Farabee, the rookie, responds.
And that's a listen. That was a guy that a lot of people were wondering, even though he has been in the you know in on the lines that Vigneault has put together as a rookie. Seeing how he has played, you say there's a spot for him, of course, with the line depth overall. But what will happen for a young guy being in this playoff? And he has responded. He's responded well through the round robin. And now here in game one against the Canadiens, 610-632-0975. Flyers win game one, taking it 2-1 behind two goals from Ivan Provorov and Farabee. Joel Farabee getting the second goal immediately after you see a goal notched by Shea Weber for the Canadiens. And this team that we continue to talk about, when we asked the question, I believe it was Monday, where we had a full show, and we threw out the question, not even a full, was it a full show? Yeah, it was a full show on Monday. I'm all over the place now because we have Flyers and Sixers back, and we're everywhere. But we had a full show, and the question was, why do they have the look of this team that can make noise in the postseason? And as Dylan just alluded to, they just playing like, and look, you can feel how you feel. You love hockey. You know hockey. That feel playing like a champion and do what they do. The defense overall, standing up to the pressure when it was coming back at them, the physicality. And, of course, number one, Carter Hart, playing the way that he is playing, that this team simply, again, is just oozing things. They're just oozing with confidence. And that goes to the fan base as well, seeing their performances out there on the ice. Not only, of course, in the regular season, even that exhibition game, that one exhibition game that no one really cared about, but we didn't want to see them lose. Then you get the three round robins where no one had predicted that they would be the number one seed in the Eastern Conference. They would be four, maybe give challenges to the others, the Lightning and the Bruins and the Capitals and all. And all they did was sweep the three round robin games and
dominated those games.
And now everyone is making excuses for the other teams as to why the Flyers were not good enough, that they were just basically handed the number one seed. Well, fine, because now they're going to go out there and they're going to put their foot on everyone else and do their job and continue to walk away with these victories in these games, ultimately in these series, and advance. And this is a very, very good team that we trust right now, that we have almost complete faith in. I saw something from a friend on social media simply pointing out how this is the most likable Flyers team. My man Pat Gallen from CBS. This is the most likable Flyers team in 20 years. And that's not saying that you didn't like the others. You just simply like this one more, maybe because they came out of nowhere. The expectations were not this high for them to be in the Stanley Cup Finals. But right now, with them as the top seed in the East, that is the expectation that they can absolutely do that and make a run to the Stanley Cup Finals as the best team in the Eastern Conference, because they have shown that they now deserve the respect. And while you are still picking out and predicting these other teams, they just go about their business. They do their jobs. The defense is strong. The goaltending, a young player. As you talked about Farabee as a rookie, a young player in Carter Hart, where he is the man, Elliott is his backup, and he is standing up to the challenge of being a star-level goaltender, a playoff-winning goaltender. And this is only going to help his confidence going forward from the three games where they are, the confidence from his teammates, and now going out and backing it up and getting a win against the Canadiens team where they were very physical and they were taking their shots against him. 28 shots against, 27 saves. The one got through from Shea Weber. Shea Weber, Shea Weber. It happens, right? It's a hockey game. It happens. It's a contest. The other team is going to score from time to time. But he stood up, did his job. Here we are, Flyers 1-0. Take game one of the series against the Canadiens with a 2-1 victory. We'll take your phone calls until midnight as we now go in the crease following in the post with the Sixers loss to the Raptors, 610-632-0975.
And I think something that's kind of important to mention that we haven't mentioned yet is Alain Vigneault. I mean,
always.
You can see, I mean, it's not that different of a team. They added Kevin Hayes. They added some players at the deadline.
Yes.
The biggest difference this year is the coach. I mean, Alain Vigneault, he does two things that's really important. One, he holds guys accountable. If someone's not doing the job, if someone's not holding their weight, he has no problem making them a healthy scratch. He's mm-hmm. did it tons of times for the regular season, whether it was Ghost, there were some veterans he did it to. If when Jacob Voracek was kind of sputtering, he's like, okay, you're going to sit. And then, but not only that, he also rewards players who do the right things. I mean, he puts Joel Farabee on the top line against the Lightning. I mean, part of that is because you don't want to break up the other lines because the second line and third line were playing so well. Yes. But it's also because he trusts Farabee. Farabee has done the work and he's earned his trust, and he rewards Farabee for that trust. So, I mean, it's the perfect system where you're both making guys who don't do it right accountable, but also when they do their job, you reward them. And that's the type of person people want to play for. I mean, in anything, even outside of sports, when you just have your boss, if they reward you when you do the right thing,
you want to work harder for them. In your position of what you're doing. Yeah. Absolutely. 100%.
Everyone wants recognition. He does both sides. He does the recognition and he also does the discipline, where we've had a lot of coaches in this city, not going to name names, but one of them we're coaching tonight, where people criticize them for maybe not having that disciplinarian side where they won't hold people accountable.
Yeah. Well, listen, man, this guy has, as you said, done a nice job, a very, very good job. And we hope that it only goes up for him in this particular scenario for the Philadelphia Flyers. They take game number one. Fantastic win. Carter Hart is the first star, and he is the top star of the game for the Philadelphia Flyers as they pick up the win here in game number one of their Eastern Conference matchup against the Montreal Canadiens. So we'll take your phone calls again. 610-632-0975. We'll take your phone calls on this win, see what you guys have to say about this. How much of this changes anything in your opinion? Probably nothing. This team is very good, and they're just going to continue, we expect, to push forward. And with their next game being 3 o'clock on Friday afternoon. So Friday, here's our schedule on Friday. Flyers at 3 on Friday. We'll take on the Canadiens in game number 2. I will then follow the Flyers for about, I'm guessing again, approximately 6 o'clock. So we'll go from 6 to right around 8:45 as we lead you into Sixers basketball, the final game of the seeding games against the Rockets on Friday evening. So we'll have about 2.5 hours, 2 hours and 45 minutes of in the crease following what we hope will be a second victory for the Philadelphia Flyers over the Montreal Canadiens. We have you covered all the way.
That's an all day listen. You don't have to flip this channel at all. You can just
all day listen. We have you covered for sure right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. So our numbers, 610-632-0975. We want to take your thoughts on this Flyers victory tonight, what this means going into game number 2 as well for this team. They're playing at a very, very high level. No reason for us to believe that they're going to stop right here. They're only going to continue to do just that. 610-632-0975. Devon Givens with you until midnight. We are now in the crease following a 2-1 Flyers victory in game number 1 right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.